Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies and quiet this afternoon with highs around 89. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 61. High of 94 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's National Ag Statistics Service announcing yesterday the agency will review all available acreage data for select crops. They will review planted and harvested acres for chickpeas, corn, cotton, dry edible peas, lentils, peanuts, rice, sorghum, soybeans, and sugar beets in preparation for the September crop production report. The reviewed information includes survey data, satellite-based data, the latest information from the Farm Service Agency and Risk Management Agency. If the data review justifies any changes, NAS will publish updated planted and harvested acreage estimates in the September 12th crop production report. USDA says it is a normal practice for NAS to review data in September for many of these crops. The review typically takes place in October for corn, sorghum, soybeans, and sugar beets, but USDA said the data sets are sufficiently complete this year to consider any adjustment in September. In October, NAS will review acreage for canola, dry edible beans, and sunflowers. And USDA also announced an advance notice of proposed rulemaking on a new approach to indemnity valuation and new indemnity framework. The advance notice describes a couple of structural changes to the indemnity regulations. The first is to use an annual indemnity value table to standardize the indemnification process and resolve discrepancies between disease programs. Under the new approach, APHIS would collaborate with other USDA agencies, including the Farm Service Agency's Livestock Indemnity Program, to develop USDA indemnity values and the methodology to determine them. The value will then be published online annually, and the proposal also describes an approach to standardize allowances for appraisal when indemnity value cannot be calculated using the tables or when producers elect to appeal the value based on extraordinary circumstances. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A man from Manhattan has died following a crash in Riley County on Sunday. 36-year-old Sean Warner was driving east near 1200 Deep Creek Road when he lost control of his Ford F-250 pickup while going around a curve. He then went off the road to the right side, overcorrected his car back onto the road, then drove into a ditch and hit a power pole in the process. Warner passed away at the scene of the crash. A family-owned bank in Garden City is launching a substitute teaching program to help with the current staffing shortage in the local school district. Western State Bank said it will pay for employees to become certified as substitute teachers and will award them additional paid time off days to teach without cutting into their existing PTO. More than half of Western State Bank's 120 employees work at the bank's headquarters in Garden City. Many are in non-customer-facing office positions, allowing more flexibility with work schedules. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 9:40 yesterday morning, emergency crews were called to the area of mile marker 195.5 on U.S. Highway 50, about 3 miles southeast of St. John, with reports of an injury crash. When officials arrived, they said a 2016 GMC Sierra driven by James Lee Estes, 47, of Castle Rock, Colorado, was headed west on U.S. Highway 50 as a 2011 Dodge Charger driven by Juan Carlos Gonzalez Saldana, 36, of Dodge City, was headed east. KHP noted that the pickup truck drifted left of the center lane and was hit by the Charger head-on. Estes was taken to Stafford County Hospital with suspected minor injuries. However, Gonzalez Saldana, an adult passenger in his car, Lucia Velez, 41, of Dodge City, and three child occupants were all rushed to Pratt Regional Medical Center with suspected serious injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. A Grand Island teen is in critical condition in an Omaha hospital, and another teen is facing multiple felony charges in Hall County Court following an incident late Monday night. Jonathan Mahakota, 17, is charged with possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute while in possession of a firearm, tampering with evidence, possession of a defaced firearm, and a misdemeanor charge of driving under suspension. These charges all stem from a shooting that took place late Sunday night at the parking lot of a Super Saver located at 710 West State Street in Grand Island. The Nebraska State Fair is packing it in for another year at Fauner Park after celebrating one of the most successful years to date. In all, over 287,000 people perused the fair, taking in the rides of the Midway, food vendors, and much more. Planning is already in the works for the 2023 State Fair with hopes to make it even bigger and better than this year's. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley yellow dwarf virus or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley yellow dwarf virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local...
You can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With CakeFirst Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and CakeFirst Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A strategic economic expansion and development program is being initiated by the state of Kansas, providing grant opportunities to support development and revitalization efforts through qualitative life initiatives. These will include child care and senior programming projects that support or enhance these services, such as building improvements, educational materials, supplies, and equipment. Community vibrancy projects that refresh, re-energize, and unlock the attractiveness of rural communities, such as art installations, murals, and signage. Food retail projects that support access to food retail establishments, including development, renovation, and/or expansion. And library projects that support providing free and open access to a broad range of materials and services, including reading material, technology, furniture, and building improvements. Local governments, economic development organizations, chambers of commerce, and others are eligible to apply, with a 10% match required, and project completion within 12 months of receiving grant funds. Seed grant applications are due by September 30th and will be announced in October. Additional details available through the Kansas Department of Commerce. Their email address is seed@ks.gov. Blue Valley Technologies announcing a project to deploy fiber to Bremen as part of ongoing efforts to reach those living and working in unserved and underserved areas of rural Kansas. Information packets were delivered to each eligible home in Bremen detailing the fiber-to-home project. The engineering phase will begin immediately with construction to take place later this fall while contractors in the area working on other projects. Customers with questions are encouraged to contact Blue Valley, which has recently deployed fiber to the cities of Baileyville, Bern, and Blue Rapids, as well as the rural areas east of Winifred and north of Frankfort. They're in the process of building the fiber network in Marysville and parts of rural Nemaha County and continue to evaluate the feasibility of fiber deployment to other areas. An injury accident was reported in Washington County August 12. Lexus Purcell of Concordia lost control on U.S. 36 east of Arrowhead Road and struck a guardrail. The driver was transported to Washington County Hospital. Two men were found unresponsive Saturday as Pawnee County authorities were called to Iron Horse Lake. The men were found lying on the road near a wrecked vehicle and were transported to the hospital with excessive alcohol and drug effects. One of those identified as a felon out of Utah, who was wanted in connection with the 2020 stabbing in Logan, Utah, as well as other stabbings and assaults. Ronald Nalepa was taken to Omaha, awaiting extradition, and the other man was not identified. Raymond L. Lindquist, age 95, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, interment in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 6 until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Ray Lindquist. John Delmer Gertis, age 89, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home. Wymore in charge of arrangements for Delmer Gertis. Marilyn R. Heiserman, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Tributes will be shared Sunday, 3 p.m. during a visitation from 2 until 4 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Heiserman.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. More sunshine today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to mid 80s throughout Missouri. Staying fairly mild overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 60s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 60s throughout Missouri. Sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s and lower 100s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Nebraska, the upper 50s and mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. And temperatures staying much cooler throughout Friday and Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 106, the average low 60 and the record low 36. Sunset this evening 7:50, sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
With the right storage, apples you harvest today will stay crisp and delicious through the winter. A look at some old-time apple wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 7th, the 250th day of the year. Rock and roll pioneer Buddy Holly was born on this day, and ESPN made its TV debut in 1979. Apple season is here, and we've dug up some century-old advice from the Old Farmer's Almanac that hasn't aged a bit. In 1900, we offered this advice. Apples and pears should all be gathered by early October. Pack them at once in barrels or boxes and place them in a cool, dry cellar where the temperatures will vary but little from 8 degrees above the freezing point of water. Root cellars being less common these days, you can approximate those conditions by storing apples in styrofoam coolers in a cool mudroom or basement. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more harvest time tips online at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Althea asks that everyone please observe a moment of silence at 8:45 a.m. on September 11th in honor of the men, women, and children who were wounded or lost their lives on that tragic day. These victims will forever be remembered. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Shane Bieber pitched 8 sharp innings, Jose Ramirez drove in 2 runs, and the AL Central leading Cleveland Guardians beat the Royals last night 4-1. The Guardians moved within 1.5 games of Minnesota, which was rained out and will play a doubleheader today at the New York Yankees. The Royals, by the way, lost their 82nd game, meaning they'll have a losing record for the 6th straight season. Salvador Perez hit his 20th home run for Kansas City, the 6th year he's reached that mark. Kansas State welcomes a familiar foe to Bill Snyder Family Stadium on Saturday as longtime Big 8 and Big 12 member Missouri visits Manhattan for an 11 a.m. ESPN2 televised showdown. It's the first time the two teams have squared off since the 2011 season as the Colin Klein-led Wildcats held off the Tigers 24-17 in Manhattan. A sellout crowd has been announced for Saturday's game. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Following a 56-10 season opening victory, Kansas will begin Big 12 play on Saturday, September 10th, when the Jayhawks travel to Morgantown, West Virginia to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers. Kickoff is slated for 5 p.m. on ESPN+.
The matchup between the Jayhawks and the Mountaineers is the first of any Big 12 games this season. Kansas and West Virginia last faced each other on November 27th of last year when the Mountaineers narrowly edged Kansas 34-28 in the 2021 season. After two dominant victories, the Hutchinson Community College football team is now tied for number two in the latest NJCAA Division I football rankings, which was released on Tuesday, a day later than normal because of the Labor Day holiday. The Blue Dragons, who are 2-0, are tied with Iowa Western, who's 1-0 for second in the rankings, as New Mexico Military maintained the number one spot after an impressive victory over previous number five, Snow College. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football, our Friday night feature game, Frankfort at Washington County, live on FM 95.5. Marysville home opener hosting Wamego, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. K-Prep's pregame show airs at 6. Coach's Corner Roundup follows at 6:30. Then at 7 o'clock, Frankfort at Washington County and Marysville hosting Wamego. College action live Saturday. Kansas State pregame at 9, kickoff at 11. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 4:30, kickoff at 5. Tune as well for our Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 on KNDY.
Cool, usually dry or fall weather makes it the perfect time to start a new garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a call to 811. This free service locates underground utilities so you can avoid costly damage and injury. With this in mind, locate the placement, size, and shape of your new garden. Use a rope or hose to outline the area. Avoid tight corners or creating narrow grass borders that will be difficult to mow or require hand trimming. Use a shovel or rent an edger to create a V-shaped trench around the garden, fill with wood chips, and this will slow the infiltration of grass and weeds. Take a soil test to determine fertilizer needs, then eliminate any existing lawn and weeds. Next, add 2 to 4 inches of compost, peat moss, or other organic matter to the top 12 inches of soil. Plant now or mulch the garden and plant in spring. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some college degrees would seem to do you more good, depending on where you live. Catherine's degree was in marine biology, but she didn't live close to an ocean. Then an opportunity arose that allowed her to do what she loves and share that knowledge with others. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Catherine Rapinotti says she lives in the perfect place to fit her college education.
My degree is in marine biology, so of course I love the ocean. I grew up in Texas where it's beautiful, but I just don't ever get tired of looking out at the ocean or being able to see in the water, to have the coral reefs, and just to be able to go out pretty much on any given day.
When she first came to the islands 14 years ago, she had a job working with the ocean, but perhaps not the one that was her ultimate career goal.
I had never worked on a boat before, never seen a humpback whale before I had moved here. Kind of fell in love, did that, like I said, for 9 years, got my captain's license, drove the boats for 3 years, and then kind of realized I did miss the education part a little bit, because as a captain, you know, you don't get in the water.
Today, Catherine works with Jean-Michel Cousteau's Ambassadors of the Environment program on the island of Maui.
So Jean-Michel, who's Jacques Cousteau's son, he started these programs called Ambassadors of the Environment to take guests out on adventures like snorkels, kayaks, hiking, teach them about nature, and in the process, they understand it a little better. They, of course, love it because they're having so much fun.
And with fun, it is hoped people better understand the oceans and want to protect them. The program is for all ages.
Catherine says the activities for the kids combine fun with learning.
They have a different theme kind of every day, everything from sea turtles and sharks. We do one we call marine debris to artistry, where we go and do a beach cleanup, and then we make art out of kind of whatever we found.
There is a lot to see and do in these waters along the coast of the island, and that's next time as we travel the countryside on the west coast of Maui. I'm Andrew McCray.
Of tree branches, use them to build a raised bed garden called Google Culture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Throw some dirt on top of the wood for a plant paradise as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
There is a huge pile of tree branches and sticks in my backyard. I'll bet I could make a really nice hugelkultur bed. Paul Wheaton is a permaculture expert. He says hugelkultur, which is German for hill culture, is nothing more than making raised beds filled with rotten wood. This technique provides more space for nutrients and water in the soil. And if you build it big enough, he says you can eliminate the need to irrigate.
A lot of times when you grow, say, raspberries, if you end up having to water it a lot to keep the raspberries alive, then the raspberry flavor is diminished. It's kind of watery flavored, whereas the raspberry plant finds water in the rotted wood from last winter, which is rich in nutrients, which then in turn makes it so that the raspberry flavor is very rich.
You can use just about any kind of wood except black locust, cedar, and black walnut, which is toxic to most plants. Wheaton says building methods can vary, but creating a hugelkultur bed is simply piling soil over the wood.
Since a lot of people don't have a lot of extra soil around, they might dig down a little bit to get the soil, put the wood down, and then put the soil back on top of that. The first time I ever built hugelkultur beds, I was on 80 acres, and I had a tractor with a bucket on the front. And so then I kind of was shaping the land at the same time as taking the topsoil I scraped off in one spot and would dump it onto the hugelkultur.
Wheaton says as soon as you're done building the hugelkultur, you can plant fruits and vegetables. And as time goes by, the wood decomposes and shrinks, and the soil becomes rich in organic material. Learn more about building a hugelkultur bed at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever I'm facing a tough situation, I remember the Bible verse in the book of Jeremiah where God says, "For I have plans to give you hope and a future." Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Life throws us some unexpected curveballs, and of course, there's no way of knowing when they'll come. But if you have a financial cushion in place, you'll be better prepared. In other words, you should have an emergency savings account so when you're facing an obstacle, you can focus on the obstacle rather than stressing about money. An emergency fund is separate from your primary savings account, and a good rule of thumb is to put a portion of your income into this account monthly. Then, forget about it. If you'll be tempted to use these funds on non-emergencies, considering opening an account outside of your primary bank so the money isn't easily accessible. And remember, God has plans to give you hope in a future, and you can be a good steward of all He's given you as you prepare.
Running an agritourism operation is not without its challenges. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Agritourism has its pros and cons for the farm. On the plus side, it could generate a profit, perhaps a big difference in overall farm income. But it's also going to take an investment. Audrey Comerford with Oregon State University Extension says regulatory compliance and facilities improvements are part of the deal.
Land use laws, zoning and permitting, what these folks can and cannot do on farmlands based at a state and county level. There's always the question of infrastructure, what kind of buildings, parking lots, restroom facilities, those types of things need to be added to the farm to have visitors on the property.
Comerford says other concerns are on the table.
Time management, labor, increase in costs, marketing. Loss of privacy is a big one. You must actually want people on your farm and to interact with the public in order to do agritourism. If you don't, then maybe this avenue of marketing isn't necessarily for you.
Comerford says if you include animals in the agritourism process, you need to be concerned with biosecurity. Then there's overall risk management, insurance, and liability.
And is it worth that particular risk to your operation and your family? Agritourism is not for every operation.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While researchers at Washington State University have been looking at whether or not automated drones can successfully keep birds away from fields and orchards. And Associate Professor Dr. Minaj Karki says that farmers have been trying many different technologies to address the challenge. And he says at this point, efforts have been either ineffective, extremely costly, or both.
That's why we hypothesize that drones that are getting cheaper and more commonplace in many different industries, including agriculture, it could be a tool that could effectively deter away birds while also providing many other crop monitoring and precision agriculture functionalities.
He goes on to say the project is the third in a series of three and was established in a computer and electronics and agriculture journal. The first study showed manual drones successfully deterred birds from vineyards and reduced their return count. The second study detailed the effect of the first study's success that led to crop yield status, showed a 50% reduction in damaged fruits, And in the third study, drones patrolled the fields for 24 hours a day. The team ran two tests, one that detected birds and another deploying drones automatically. And Karki's team developed an algorithm that would track birds going in and out of the fields.
Collectively, they find out where the birds are and which direction they are moving into. And then that information is sent to the drone, which then alters the flight path of the drone to intercept incoming birds. Or if the birds are already feeding onto the crop, we'll just move the drone close to those birds and make some random movement and noise.
He goes on to say the researchers found that the birds were scared off by the noisy moving drones. However, there may be more specific and predatory birds calls that would be added to the machines. He says he wants to make these drones more commercially available. However, it may be several years before the drone systems will be used commercially. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Kansas City Fed says strong growth in farm real estate debt pushed ag loan balances higher at commercial banks in the second quarter. Outstanding farm debt increased by 5% from a year ago. That's the fastest pace in about 6 years. While ag real estate loans continued to build, production lending rose more modestly following subdued demand in recent years. Loan performance continues to improve. Recent loan growth supported a slight improvement in the interest margins and income at ag banks from last quarter, but bank liquidity remaining abundant. The ag economy remaining steady over the last quarter, providing ongoing support to farm finances. With substantially higher production costs and weather risks, income could be pressured if commodity prices drop more notably. Now, despite some growing risk, farm balance sheets remain strong along high liquidity, and a sharp increase in farm real estate value also continued to support the agriculture credit conditions. The California legislature has passed a bill outlawing land sales to foreign countries to help protect the nation's food supply. California has a large Central Valley farm belt where two-thirds of the nation's fruits and nuts are grown. State Senator Melissa Huerto said food can and is being used as a weapon, like we're seeing in Ukraine. She said recent reports have shown that the nation could get leverage by acquiring ag land and creating bioweapons that impact our food chain. This bill would exempt land owned by a foreign government before January 1st. It would also direct the state's ag department to release annual reports on the amount of foreign farmland utilized, the types of usage, and any legislative, regulatory, or administrative policy recommendations in light of the information from the annual report. Bill supporters say foreign investment in ag land puts U.S. food security at risk. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Silage piles laid out in a horizontal silo can get really tall and really dangerous. Stay tuned for safety tips on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Horizontal silos are a storage system where silage is packed in long piles and can reach heights of 20 to 40 feet. Some have construction-grade materials for sides, some are cut into the earth, and some are simply dumped on the ground or a hard surface without walls. All of them pose safety risks if you're not careful in creating and removing silage from the piles. Aaron Yoder is an assistant professor in the Department of Environmental, Agricultural, and Occupational Health at the University of Nebraska. He says tractors used for packing silage should have rollover protective structures, or ROPs. The build and slope of the material matters too.
So using the right equipment on the piles, tractors that do have rollover protection, when we're using trucks on them and that sort of thing, making sure we're going straight up and down. But they recommend 1-3 slope. So for every 3 foot of run, you have 1 foot of rise as we're loading them and packing them in that progression as we come forward.
Undercutting happens when the silage pile is too tall for equipment to load material from the top. As silage is continually removed from the bottom, it creates an overhang that could collapse, burying people and equipment.
The general recommendation is staying 3 times the height of the pile away from the face of it, which can be a pretty far distance, especially if we have a pretty tall pile. So not going on foot that close to it, making sure you're always inside a machine that you could back out of the situation if it did collapse, and using the appropriate machinery, something that can reach the top of the pile.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about horizontal silo safety at agriculture.com.
Those pesky flies are back again, and your cows are swishing and swatting at them when they should be grazing. Valley Vet Supply has some weapons to fight those annoying pests. Choose from sprays, pour-ons, dust, or the vet gun that allows you to treat your cows from up to 30 feet away. Don't take on those flies on your own. Get the products you need at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville and keep your cows fly-free and happy.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the wrap-up of the day, market's wrapping up here in the next hour or so. We'll see how things close. Started off mostly higher across the board for the grains. Overall, corn, wheat, and soybeans all seeing some decent gains. We've seen a drop in the soybeans and the corn market right now. Kansas City wheat, though, still seeing some strong gains on the day. We'll see how we close a little bit later. In the corn market, we have dipped slightly into the red with September corn down 0.75 cents to 6.80 even a bushel. December corn's down 2.25 right now. In the red, 2.6 at 73.75. Over in the wheat market, mostly higher numbers here. Still some strong gains for September, up 48 cents right now at $9.27, even a bushel. December Casey wheat up 22.5 cents to 9.04¾. Over in the soybeans, September beans are down 12 cents right now, sitting at 14.78. November down 10 cents at 13.88¾ cents. Over in the meal market, September soybean meal in the green, $3.10 to 4.36 at 60, with the October up 7.30 to 4.17¢. And soybean oil for October is down $1.32 at 63.58. In the cotton market, we're seeing mostly lower numbers here right now. October cotton is down $1.12 at 107.17. December down $1.69 to 101.86 a bushel. And the oats market mixed right now. September still off the board at 3.92¼. December is down 1.5 cents to 3.82 and a quarter right now. Real quick in the livestock market, we started off lower. We saw some mixed numbers for a while, and now cattle's back in the red across the board. Live cattle for October is down 60 cents at 144.45. December live cattle down 55 cents now at 150.32. In the feeder cattle, September down $1.72 at 182.45. And the lean hogs are slightly higher in the green by 30 cents to 91.40. U.S. dollar index today, mostly lower here. September index down 51 cents at 109.69. 30-year bonds are up a point right now for September, sitting at 134.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
With the current conditions across the state, pasture management can be difficult. From Kansas State University, I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Southeastern area agronomist Bruno Pedrera and weed science specialist Sarah Lancaster share weed management tips.
You know, really, when we think about long-term weed management in pastures, we're thinking about things like managing your grazing well. A lot of times, the places we'll see weeds first are in areas that have been overgrazed. The other thing to pay attention to is soil fertility. You know, a lot of times when we're in situations where, for example, we're doing a lot of hay removal or something, we think about maybe replacing that nitrogen, but also paying attention to phosphorus and potassium and also soil pH is really important for making sure that we have that good, dense stand of forage that we need to outcompete at least most of the annual species that we're going to see coming through in our pastures.
Pedrera elaborates on overgrazing's role in weed growth.
One of the best things we could do for our pastures is to try to think about rotational grazing. Every time we are talking about continuous grazing, the continuous means that animals will be in that pasture continuously. It means that the plants, sometimes they do not have the time they need to regrow. The animals are there removing leaves, and the forage plants are using the reserves they have, most on the roots, to try to put a new leaf out. And the animals are removing that. So we kind of end up with a negative balance for that plant. And if we do it for a long term, those plants that should be perennial, they start to failing at some point and making room for weeds. So grazing management, it needs to be kind of things that comes first when we are talking about the long term.
Lancaster goes on to explain weed management procedure.
So as we think about weed management plans in general, step number one is proper identification of the weeds. I think a lot of times we kind of skip over that basic thing, but I think that's super critical, you know, but making sure we know if that weed is an annual weed or if that weed is a perennial weed. And then the second thing is to figure out, okay, what's a short-term fix? Do we have herbicide options for this weed? What are the most effective herbicide options that are going to give us a level of crop safety that we're comfortable with? So making sure we're going to use the right application parameters. So thinking about spray volume, spray nozzle selection, are we going to broadcast spray or spot spray? And then after you get that short-term fix figured out with your herbicides, then going into a long-term kind of maintenance plan. So there are programs that we can take advantage of as landowners to help get the herbicides we need to control that weed. But the thing to remember is that it's a long-term plan. We might knock the weeds back that are here today, but those weeds may regrow, and we also have to manage that weed seed bank.
Sharing insight into pasture management, that was Bruno Pedrera, Southeastern area agronomist, and Sarah Lancaster, weed science specialist. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.